Hi, I'm Daniel Fuller from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about a new day. Every day, today, we got a new day. And yesterday, as we were doing our weekly, yearly cycle update, we had some scriptures about how we're in the springtime of the year right now, and how it's a reminder for us about how God makes everything new. He makes everything new, including this is a new day today. And yesterday, we talked about in the weekly, yearly cycle update to meditate on a couple of different scriptures that we had. And as I was getting ready for bed last night, I felt like God was giving me that nudge to start doing what we had talked about and just meditating on a few of those scriptures, kind of breaking them down word by word, and just some amazing things, just some beautiful thoughts began to come into my mind about this concept of a new day. So we're going to get into those when we get into the scriptures during our time of communion here today. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our remembrance, to make it active and relevant and alive right now in this present moment today. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until we prove the death. So in a way, communion is like this activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. And it's this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus and to pull those into our mind and remembrance and to combine it with something practical and physical that we actually do. In the cracker and the juice that we can release our faith into. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every time we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord. Just that deep honor and reverence and respect and appreciation for the sacrifice of Jesus. All that he was willing to do and go through to connect us back to God. And that God loved us so much, he was willing to send his one and only son. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. The Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick and they die early because they don't examine or judge themselves before taking communion. And then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical health and fitness or workout advice or tips, because health and fitness, physical exercise is a physical expression, a representation of exercising our faith, to practice receiving this grace by faith, and to experience God doing the work through us. And then once we know how to practically apply those principles, we can apply that into every other area of our lives as well. So let's get into our prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named. Not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us. So that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities today to do good and be a blessing. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities. I ask you to keep your hand on us, Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer, and this is what we talk about. This is our time to examine ourselves. Are we making today a masterpiece? And how are we going to do that? We're going to get connected to the Master, because we have to have this eternal perspective with God, and our relationship has got to be brought down into today. This is a new day, and we've got to bring our relationship with God into today. It's got to impact the decisions we make, the things we do, the things we speak, the things we're thinking about today. That's where we talk about executing our four fundamentals and bringing some fun and some presence and some energy into these fundamentals every day. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. Every day, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. This is a new day. And we're going to take our position in the light with him today. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. And we're going to take our position in humility, humbling ourselves before God, humbling ourselves in relationship to other people. Because it's the humble that are given grace. It's the humble that are exalted and promoted. And we're going to receive this forgiveness from God. We're going to forgive ourselves in the middle. We're going to stop beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves in the middle. And we're going to let that grace and forgiveness flow through us to other people. We give them the same grace and love that God has given us. And we're going to take our position in love today. Kind and patient and gentle. Always assuming the best, keeping no record of wrongs, delighting in the truth, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. We're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. One of the greatest expressions of faith. And we're not just going to think about it. We're going to physically express that gratitude and praise into the world. Because something powerful happens when we not only think it, but we get it expressed out into the world. And when we get into faith, we're going to receive this grace by faith. We're going to take our position in the light. And God has taken everything that he has, and he gave it all to Jesus. He put it all in Christ. And we get to be in him today. So this day today, it's a new day. His spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, it's all available today to flow through us. His mind and wisdom, his kingdom, his purpose, we become part of his family. His health and energy, his time, his finances, you name it, it's all in there. And we have to learn to receive this from him and to get it flowing through us in our life. That's what we talk about, magnifying the light. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. We're going to magnify this light to make it bigger or greater. Something I was just thinking about yesterday. We got this on-off switch. We're going to get positioned in it first. So we're going to turn it on, but then there's like a dimmer switch on it. We can make the lights dim down or we can turn it up brighter. We're going to magnify this light and turn up the brightness of it. It's going to expand that capacity where God can flow more and more of all these good things through us. And to magnify, it's all about what we focus on. Where's our focus and attention throughout the day? I think of meditation. As we meditate on that light, meditate on God and his word, his faithfulness, all these things, gets this new covenant established in our heart, expands that capacity. So to magnify the light, we're going to magnify God's word. Thinking about it, talking about it, studying it diligently, magnifying his unfailing love and faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. We're going to magnify our right standing in Christ. So we've got peace with God. We've got his blessing and favor on our lives. He eagerly desires to help us today. We're going to magnify every good thing that he put within us. Got this treasure in jars of clay. Everything that we need for life and godliness, he already put on the inside of us. Christ is in us, the hope of glory. We're going to magnify it, whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. And all the things that are going well, all that God has already done in our lives. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's choosing to bring them into the light. And we're going to magnify God as bigger than those issues and problems, rather than meditating on the issues. But it does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, looking out for ourselves, bitterness, unforgiveness, venting, complaining, rather than resting and trusting in God, trying to do it all ourselves rather than resting and trusting in Him. That's where we're going to recognize the symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness or we're magnifying it, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people. We might snap at them, or we might withhold good things that we know to do because someone did something to us that we didn't like. Or we might avoid them or withdraw our presence or give them the silent treatment. And none of those are the way of unconditional love and grace. None of those are loving other people the way that God has loved us. And it's learning to just do good continually. Now, there's also going to be some symptoms. You might have this feeling of just heaviness and pressure, like all the weight is sitting on you on the inside. You might have feelings of hopelessness or helplessness, powerlessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big symptom. I think of it like a black hole. It just begins to suck all the energy right out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, dread of the future. We're sitting there toiling away, trying to figure out this unknown future, when in reality, God holds our future. There's confusion about which steps to take or which direction to go. We're just toiling away in our mind. We get stuck in these bad patterns and vicious cycles that seem to keep repeating over and over. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. And the more we magnify that, the more that rest begins to grow. And there's this fullness in Him. Nothing's missing. Nothing's lacking. There's this fullness and completeness in Him. And now when we rest, God goes to work. And everything is free and easy and effortless because we've got His peace and His joy and His spirit and His power, His mind and wisdom all begin to flow through us. And now all of a sudden, we've got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace that if we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it right back around. Because every day, life's throwing stuff at us to try to knock us out of position, to try to get us to magnify the wrong things. And for whatever reason, we miss it, we get off track. It's learning to recognize those symptoms quickly and to turn it back around, get back in position again. How do we do it? We recognize the symptoms and then we humble ourselves. Father, forgive me. I've missed it. I'm off track right now. We receive that forgiveness from Him. We forgive ourselves. We stop beating ourselves up over it. We take steps to reconcile with people if needed. We say we're sorry. We do what we got to do to have peace in those relationships with people. And then we start praising and thanking God for His grace and His goodness and His love. And that what He put within us is more than enough to handle whatever is coming out our way today. And you'll feel that shift on the inside. The weight will lift off you. Your energy levels will rise up. You'll feel the peace and the joy and the fullness that's in Him. It happens in just an instant. Now, our third fundamental, we got to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to teach us and train us and guide us. But we got to stay tuned into Him. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start by with praise and gratitude to get my positioning. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? Because the more you look for them, the more of them you're going to see. Then it's good to examine ourselves. How is my positioning today? Any areas I need to make some adjustments in? And then I like to ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? And just get still and listen for a few minutes. And whatever comes into my mind, begin to write that onto the paper. It's very important to get it out of your head and onto the paper because it helps you to remember and not forget. And then we're going to stay tuned in today. He's going to navigate us through the day. You ever feel like you're losing that connection with Him? Just slow down for a minute or two. It doesn't take long. Just get aware of His presence with you today. And the final thing I like to do in my journal is to plan out the upcoming day. And what I've learned to do is to stick with what I know to do today. Because sometimes I was getting ahead of God. I would ask Him for His leading and direction on things, but I wasn't waiting for Him to show me. I would just take action on whatever I thought was best. And I've learned, I don't want to do what I think is best. I want your help on this. I want to know what you say is best. And if I'll wait, he'll show me every single time. So I learned sometimes I was getting ahead of him, but sometimes I was getting behind him because I was failing to take action on things that I knew to do. I was procrastinating on things that I knew to do. So I've learned, what do I know to do today? That becomes the plan for the day. And then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day. First thing in the morning, we're going to get connected to him. Start praising and thanking him. Start magnifying him. And then we're going to walk out that plan together in partnership with him, with a willing heart, with a good attitude, and full confidence in him. We get to that place of that confident faith where all the doubt and unbelief is removed, and we just know that he's right there with us all day. And when you get to that place of that confident faith, this grace begins to just surge through us. He begins to beautify our lives. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So let's take a look at these scriptures here. So yesterday we did our yearly cycle update, kind of going through these scriptures. I want to go through them again because I was going through them before bed, just meditating on these scriptures. So I want you to think about this. Remember not, this Isaiah 43, 18 through 19. Remember not the former things. So it's interesting. I was thinking about this. I'm just meditating on these scriptures. We talked recently about the Feast of Purim, about how there's some power in our testimony, remembering the bad times, but also remembering the good times. Remember how God turned the tables on them and transformed those bad times into good things. But this is saying, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. And when is he doing it? Now it springs forth. Today is a new day. God's doing something new today. And what's this balance? Jesus tells us to remember. Remember him. What I want you to think about, when we take communion today, I want you to remember that he's with you and he's doing something new today. He's doing something new today. This week, this month, this year, he's doing something new now. But we have to receive that by faith from him. Today's a new day. He's doing something new right now. Then it says in Revelation 21:5, he who is seated on the throne says, I'm making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. So yesterday we talked about on the weekly yearly cycle update, to actually write this down, to write these words, I am making everything new. I am making everything new. That's God's name. I am. I am making everything new. And I wrote those words in my journal about 4 or 5 times, just repeatedly last night. And there's something powerful that happens when you get that expressed out into the world. I am making everything new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. Now notice the tense. When is it coming? It has come. The old has gone and the new is here. When is it here? It's here. I'm doing a new thing right now. I am making everything new. And when are we doing it? I'm doing a new thing right now, today. Today's a new day. We're doing something new today. Isaiah 65, 17, for behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful to have you in our lives for this opportunity to remember that you are with us and you're doing something new today. And we're asking for your help to help us to keep remembering this day by day, that you're doing something new today, this day, today. The new creation has come. The old has gone and the new is here. And I would encourage you, write this down. I am making everything new, and write it more than once. So it says right there in Revelation, write this down. These words are trustworthy and true. He told that to the Apostle John. But I feel like he's saying, write that down. I'm making everything new, and write it more than once. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for this bread. We just ask you to Bless it in Jesus' name. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he said, take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. Through his one sacrifice, he's making us new. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. We can have this covenant relationship with him. We can know him. We can have this personal relationship with him. And that's what it's all about. And that relationship, he's making us new. Father, we just thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right. The practical stuff here. Health and fitness. This is a new day. Something about our physical bodies. An amazing fact about our physical bodies is they have this amazing ability to be restored to health. They have an amazing ability to be restored to health. This is a new day. Your body's constantly making new cells. For example, your whole digestive lining turns over and becomes new like every 21 days or something along those lines. Your bones, your tendons, your ligaments, all these parts of your body are turning over and they're renewing. They're becoming new all the time. Our body has an amazing ability to be restored and made new. And just start thanking and praising God for that opportunity. Now, let's put that newness to work today. Think about bringing that newness and that freshness into your workouts today. Into today so that it impacts your physical body. I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.